The Foxconn deal has cleared another hurdle. The state Senate approved a $3 billion incentives package Tuesday for the Taiwanese electronics giant to build a huge LCD screen manufacturing plant in southeastern Wisconsin. It appears the factory would be located in Racine County, since the city of Kenosha announced it's taking itself out of consideration. The city said it couldn't support the project, citing state laws that restrict tax incremental districts and levy limits. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, senators mainly voted for the incentives package along party lines, with all but one Republican in favor and all but one Democrat opposed.
Senators debated the Foxconn incentives package for more than 7 hours, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle delivering passionate speeches. Republicans backed the deal that Governor Walker's team brokered with the company. Senator Alberta Darling insists the LCD screen plant will be transformational. She says Foxconn would employ up to 13,000 people. And Darling pointed to a study from the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. It projects an economic impact of $78 billion over a 15-year period.
What if we don't take this opportunity? And for as many people who are coming to you and say, don't do it, you're going to hear more people say, why in the heck did you miss this opportunity up for us?
Darling called on Democrats to, quote, look into their hearts and support the bill. But Democrats weren't obliging. Since the deal was announced, they've criticized the size of the incentives, a record $3 billion, and the fact that the package would free the Taiwanese company from some environmental regulations. Senator Janet Bouley's district is in northern Wisconsin. She says she's heard very little support for the Foxconn plant, planned for the state's southeastern corner, from her constituents.
One person from my Senate district called and said, support this bill. One. 56 called my office and said, don't support it.
Democrats pushed for a number of changes to the bill, including increased environmental oversight and assurances that Foxconn would prioritize Wisconsin workers, but all of the amendments failed. Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee urged Republicans not to vote for the incentives package, in part because estimates show it would take the state 26 years to recoup the $3 billion. Johnson says the package is a huge corporate giveaway that taxpayers cannot afford.
These are individuals that are going to work every day and they're working their fingers to the bone. And they don't have this amount of money in assets.
But Republican Senator Frank Lissay gave the package his vote of confidence. He says he believes Foxconn will honor its commitment to invest $10 billion to build the plant as the company creates jobs. Lissay says otherwise, the deal is off.
If Foxconn doesn't hire a single person in Wisconsin, we will not be providing any money to them.
While Republicans rejected the Democrats' amendments, GOP lawmakers did change a provision that was in the bill that the Joint Finance Committee approved last week. The provision would have mandated that any circuit court rulings involving Foxconn go directly to the state Supreme Court, bypassing the appeals court process. Under the change senators passed yesterday, the Supreme Court would have the option to take an appeal but would not be required to hear it. The bill passed on a vote of 20-13. Green Bay Republican Robert Coles was the only member of his party to oppose it. Bob Wirch, whose district is in Kenosha County, was the only Democrat to vote in favor. The state assembly is scheduled to take up the incentives package tomorrow. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.